What's up, guys? It's Mike from the Lace 'Em Up podcast. And before we begin today's episode of Wrestling with Ryan, I just want to let you guys know about some work that we've been doing with the podcast. If you're a basketball fan, I've been working on this really, really special project called Are the LA Clippers Cursed? If you're a basketball fan, if you're a sports fan, if you're just curious, you know, you want to check it out, feel free to do so. Episode 1 of Are the LA Clippers Cursed is available now on YouTube. Just go ahead, search it up. You'll find the episode and feel free to watch it. It's only about 7 minutes. Episode 2 comes out next Friday, September 27th, and episode 3 will debut on October 10th. Guys, we have a lot of stuff in the works for you, a lot of sports related stuff, a lot of wrestling podcasts, and just make sure that you're following us on all the platforms, on YouTube, like and subscribe to us, on Instagram, follow us. TikTok, follow us. We need it. We need your support, guys. Without you, none of this is possible. So I just want to thank you guys for listening and just make sure that you're following us on all the platforms. Enjoy this episode, guys. What's going on, everybody? This is another edition of Wrestling with Ryan Hernandez. Ryan, what's going on, man?
What's up, guys? Going good. How you doing, Mike?
Doing pretty good, man. I just ended up meeting former world champion Damian Priest today over here in Fontana, California. They Cricket Wireless was having a meet and greet for Damian, and my brother wanted to take my nephew to surprise him for his birthday. And yeah, it was really good. We had to wait in the hot ass sun for about 4 hours, which I was not happy about, but it, you know, it was worth it. Once you get in there and you get to see Damian Priest and you just get to see the look and the smile on his face, like, you know, it's worth it.
Yeah. Was it a free event or did you have to pay?
No, it was free, completely free. But the only thing was it was from 2 to 4. So they're saying that
very limited. Yeah.
So if you weren't able to get into the door at 4 o'clock, then so long, sucker. Yeah, no, I don't know. It was, I feel like, I don't know what happened, but I don't know if he left or not, but I feel like he could have met everybody, which hopefully he did. Hopefully he did, instead of just leaving the people in the dark.
Well, like, yeah, well, it could be if they have a live event later, maybe he has to be there.
Yeah, or just maybe just wanted to go home and rest, you know, go to the hotel and rest.
Yeah.
Exactly. But what's going on with you, Ryan?
No, nothing much. Just work. School.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, tell the people what we're talking about today.
We are going over our top 5 WWE versus AEW dream matches.
Yes, sir. Yeah. How do you feel about your list?
I feel pretty good about my list. I think there's like 2 of these that most people would want to see as well.
Mm-hmm.
And because I feel like 2 of the matches I have on this list are pretty well talked about in the wrestling community.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah. I think my list is pretty cool. I think I try to get creative with these a little bit, you know, just in terms of building a dream match, you know, set here. You want to go first?
Yeah. So I mean, I have listed 1 through 5, but I'm not going in any particular order.
Okay.
I do have Seth Rollins versus Will Ospreay.
Ooh.
I definitely feel, I know that's a match that's been talked about. I've seen it on like Twitter and like Instagram and everything. I know Seth has said on Twitter he wants it. I know Will Ospreay has said he wants it. Ospreay, how do you say his last name?
Ospreay, yeah.
Ospreay, yeah. I know he says he wants it. So that I definitely think those two would put on a classic because they are arguably the 2 best in-ring performers today.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. That would be a banger of a match. That would be an absolute banger of a match. And I think you're talking about 2 of the best currently and probably 2 of the best of all time. You know, talking about 2 guys that can just get it done in the ring, both carrying the weight for their respective companies. So that's a great one. It's a pretty damn good one to start.
What about you? What's your first one?
So my first one here is I'm going to go something that maybe should be deeper into my list, but you know what? We're gonna go into it anyways. Here we go. We're gonna talk about Kenny Omega versus John Cena.
Oh, I don't have that. I have seen it in my list, but not against Omega.
Exactly. Yeah. No, that this one is kind of like, you know, like this one, if you think about it, this could actually be like a WrestleMania type main event, you know?
Yeah.
You know, they talk about current day John Cena, who could still probably get it done if he focused on, you know, getting back into real wrestling shape. You know, it's not the John Cena of old or 10 years ago, but I think John Cena upcoming in his upcoming retirement tour, you're gonna see John Cena possibly switch time back a little bit in terms of his physical ability in the ring. You know, Kenny
Oh
Omega
yeah.
also is not what he was 10 years ago. He's had a lot of serious injuries. He's had some illnesses as of late. So probably not the same Kenny Omega that you're going to see in the ring, but I think those two guys in the ring currently, I think they can still get the job done.
Yeah, I definitely see that because I know Kenny Omega, he's very talented in the ring, and then you have a guy like Cena who, he's called Big Match John for a reason because he always steps up for the
Exactly.
big matches.
Exactly. And John Cena being the guy that has carried WWE on his back for 20 years, you know, Kenny Omega, one of the few guys that has never stepped foot in a WWE ring, but has carried the weight of New Japan Pro Wrestling early on in AEW when he was world champion, carried that company. So it's two guys, blockbuster guys, and I think they would have a blockbuster match.
Oh yeah, definitely. All
All right. What's your
right,
next one?
and then going into my next one, I have AJ Styles versus Kenny Omega.
Ooh, okay.
Just because, like, I don't know if we ever saw this in New Japan. I think they did, right? Didn't they wrestle in New Japan?
Well, so what happened was in AEW, I'm sorry, not AEW, New Japan, AJ Styles was the leader of the Bullet Club,
Oh
and
yeah,
Kenny
no, the whole
Omega was
Bullet
a
Club's
part
everywhere.
of the Bullet Club. So when AJ Styles left New Japan Pro Wrestling, he was the leader. The Bullet Club turned their back on AJ Styles, and it was Kenny Omega that actually took over the spot of leadership of the leader of the Bullet Club, kind of turning his back on AJ Styles.
Yeah, but yeah, no, especially when you talk about like in-ring ability on both men. I mean, AJ Styles, he's called a phenomenal one for a reason. Of course, Kenny Omega has quite the resume. I feel like you just put those two in the ring, one on one, they're gonna tear the house down.
Oh yeah.
Like it'd be a classic for sure. Like just seeing like each other hit their moves, and then even more because I've even seen like AJ Styles pull out moves like he's never done before or
Oh
very
yeah.
rarely does,
Exactly.
against guys like Cena and like Roman. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, no. And so mine is kind of similar. So I'm gonna go in my next match, Will Ospreay versus AJ Styles.
Oh
Yeah.
yeah.
And I
Yeah.
think, you
Oh
know,
yeah.
putting those two guys again is just like with Seth Rollins on the last one he had. Those two guys could, you know, bring the house down, you know. Will Ospreay, like I said, probably the best wrestler in the world right now. You take AJ Styles, an older AJ Styles, but could, you know, still one of the best, you know, in the ring. You know, you put those two guys in a match together, without any limits on them, and I think it's going to be gold.
Oh yeah, definitely. And when you speak about, even an older AJ Styles, look in the couple matches he's had with Cody in the feud for the WWE title, he put on classic matches, and he showed people that, like, despite his age, he can still put on, a main event caliber match.
Exactly.
So
Exactly.
I definitely have a feeling that Will Ospreay and AJ Styles would like totally tear the house down. Just like you said, no limit. Just let the two put on a show. Just let them wrestle.
Exactly. Yep. All right. What's your next one?
Right, my next one. This one I feel like is an interesting one. I have Shinsuke Nakamura versus Kazuchika Okada.
Oh, how did I th not think of that one? How did I not think of that?
I don't know, but I know even though despite Nakamura is like poor booking in WWE, there's no denying how talented he is in the ring. Especially like in his time in the indies, he was always well regarded as like, one of the best wrestlers like on the independent scene. They call him the King of Strong style because of his wrestling style. Then you have a guy like Okada, who's a lot like Nakamura in many ways. And that dude, he just, puts on classic match after classic match. I feel like those two would mesh really well together and would have tremendous in-ring chemistry. And I definitely feel like that would be a fun match to see.
Oh yeah. Oh my God, that'd be so fun. And I think they've had plenty of matches in New Japan and all over Japan. I think but seeing that match now, just seeing how established those two guys are. Nakamura has been an established guy in WWE, minus all the bad booking. Okada is pound for pound still one of the best. And you put those two guys in the middle of the ring, and hopefully that match delivers like the way we would expect it to.
Yeah, and especially like having this match with both of them, like you said, being established and then having it on a big, stage like a WrestleMania or even like a SummerSlam or like an All in London, whatever, whether it's AEW or WWE, putting them on like the main stage, they no doubt both of them would step up.
All right. So with my next one, I'm going to go with the tag team match. All In, unifying the AEW and the WWE tag team titles. We're going to have the Young Bucks versus the Usos.
Ooh, okay. I like that. I like that.
I think, over the years, you've seen the Usos step up their game. Jay he's a solid main eventer now in the company, but prior to him, being a main eventer, you saw the Usos at the top of their game at WrestleMania last year. And I think, putting
Yeah.
those two back together, I think they could still create some magic. I'm not a biggest fan of I am of the Usos that, or sorry, I'm not a biggest fan of
The
the
Young
Young
Bucks.
Bucks as I am the Usos. I'm a big CM Punk fan, and so therefore my allegiance is with CM Punk,
Yeah,
not the
I
Young
get that.
Bucks in this,
But yeah.
but I think the Young Bucks and the Usos, that's a dream match that we have never ever watched before. And so putting those two tag teams in the ring, I think two different kinds of styles, but also very kind of similar as well. The Usos a little bit more physical. The Young Bucks are a little bit more of a showman,
Showboat, yeah,
showboat
showboats.
type of team. Different styles, but also very similar. So I think you're gonna find an excellent tag team match in that,
Yeah, and sometimes when you have different styles, that's what makes some of these great matches, the different dressing styles and stuff. All right, going into my fourth one. This is my personal favorite out of all of them. You'll see why in just a second. I have John Cena versus MJF.
Oh, yes.
And
Give that to me all day, baby.
I have it mostly because of the promos they would have back and forth with each other. That's why I have it. But again, I also think they would have a pretty good match against Joe, especially because MJF has really, stepped up his game lately, even when he was still the AEW World Champion before, when he was still with Adam Cole and stuff. And MJF has like, put on some of the best matches of his career in the last year. And, having a guy like Cena, while he may not be what he used to be, just having like the face of the company, the guy that carried for over like, a decade, and then you have MJF who basically carried AEW for the last, couple years prior to, or like even with CM Punk. So
I think definitely like MJF, he's probably one of the few wrestlers that could go pound for pound on the microphone with John Cena.
Yeah, and I know in the past, I know MJF has said that that's his dream match with John Cena. So yeah, the promos those two would have would just be unreal. I like that. That's why I have it.
I think it would kind of be what we wanted Cena in theory to be, in a sense. But also like MJF is just 100 times better wrestler than theory is.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Cena was able to obliterate Theory on the microphone, and Theory really didn't do anything about it. I think MJF would just, he would come at Cena full force.
Yeah, and that would be the exciting part because there's very few people that can actually, stand toe to toe on the mic with John Cena. Because he, if you look at it in the perspective of like the mic, John Cena is like my generation's like the Rock on the microphone.
Yep, exactly.
Like he's the guy. Like if you want to get better at your promo game, you want to go. You want Cena to be the one you're going up against.
Absolutely.
Because I mean, look what he did for Roman. Like after he obliterated him on the mic, and Roman stepped up his promo game after that. So
Absolutely.
yeah, but
Oh,
anyways,
yeah.
on to your next one.
So I kind of tinkered around with this match a little bit. I was considering it making a tag team match, including Daniel Bryan, sorry, Baron Bryan Danielson, but I feel like it would just be too much WWE in that point because I still think of Bryan Danielson as a
Yeah.
WWE
Yeah, I every time I hear his name, I'm just like, oh, Daniel Bryan.
So I think I'm going to remove Daniel Bryan, sorry, Bryan Danielson off of this equation. So forget about him. And I'm going to make this a triple threat match. And I'm just going to make this. This match is very WWE centric, even though one of them is an AEW, but we're going to reunite the Shield in
Nope.
this
Yep.
match. Yep.
That's
We're going to have,
interesting. That's interesting. You'll see why in a second. Yeah.
Okay.
I
So
see where
John
this is
Moxley
going.
versus Roman versus Seth, playing with the whole storyline of who's the man in the Shield. Just one match where these guys can go all out, balls to the walls and just see who's the real big dog. No pun intended, Roman. Of the
Yeah.
Shield.
Yeah, and especially since we did get that Shield triple threat, but it was very forgettable. Like I don't even remember that match they had.
Yeah, but I think
But
you
yeah.
take these guys right now, and in terms of like John Moxley is a much different wrestler than who Dean Ambrose was in
Oh
WWE.
yeah. Oh yeah.
So you take
And
current
the
day John Moxley, you take current day Seth Rollins and current day Roman Reigns. They're, I mean, Seth and Roman are just completely different characters in a sense as well.
Yeah, and also Seth and Roman have had some of the best matches of their career over these last like 3 or 4 years, pretty much since Moxley's been in AEW.
Exactly.
So
Yeah, I think this match would be just so intriguing, Maybe just off the entrances alone, but I think the match would do great as well.
oh yeah.
Yep.
All
All right,
right,
what's your next?
so my next one, that's why I said yours is interesting. Because mine's very similar, it just is not a triple threat, it's a one-on-one match. I have Jon Moxley versus Roman Reigns.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
And I think because like we never saw Ambrose versus Roman one-on-one. Never. Because
That's right.
when Dean turned heel, that's when Roman was out
Yeah.
with leukemia, and like so Dean never got to face Roman while he was a heel. And
Yeah.
then, Roman and Dean were always the two teaming up since Seth was the one that betrayed them. So I think
Yeah.
the fact that we haven't seen them one on one before, and just having current Jon Moxley and current Roman Reigns, the tribal chief Roman Reigns, I think they would put on one hell of a match, and they would tell an amazing story, and they
Absolutely.
would really just, go to show like how far each of them have come, and I think the fans would eat it up and love it. I can definitely say I feel like the promos would be pretty top tier too.
Oh, they would. Oh my God, it would be amazing. But we know who
And
would win in my triple threat stance, and probably in the one-on-one match that you built too. We know who would probably come out on top.
yeah.
Roman.
In this one-on-one match, yeah, in the triple threat, I have Seth.
Have Seth?
I have Seth. You well,
Yeah.
you know me.
You are
Now
a Seth guy.
the viewers don't know this yet. Outside of Cena, Seth's my guy.
He
Seth's my
is.
guy.
You probably have, I mean, not as many as John Cena shirts that have, but you have a lot of Seth shirts as well.
Yeah, I think I have like four
Yeah.
Seth shirts.
Exactly. Well, very cool. All right.
And now your last
Right, so
one,
my
right?
number one here for the WWE Championship. I think this is a match that a feud that we saw in AEW early on. But I think these two guys have just are at a completely two different level in terms of their game. You're
Oh,
gonna
I know
have
where this is
MJF
going.
versus Cody Rhodes.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Yep.
I didn't think you'd go in that route.
Yeah. So in AEW, we saw when they first introduced MJF to television, Cody Rhodes brought MJF along, and MJF was like, "Oh, Cody Rhodes is my best friend. I look up to him. You know, he followed around kind of like a little puppy." And a year after they brought MJF to television, MJF turned on Cody Rhodes in his program with Dustin. And that's where you saw the lashings and everything. That was really the first time that we saw MJF be really sinister. Not too long after that, Cody Rhodes departed AEW. So we didn't really get a full-on feud between these two, you know. But now that you take current day MJF, who's at the top of his game in AEW, you take Cody Rhodes, who's completely just skyrocketed in terms of his career for the WWE Championship. I think that would be a hell of a program.
Oh yeah, for sure. Especially the history they have, and like you said, like pretty much ever since like, and we were there when we saw Cody return at WrestleMania in Dallas
Absolutely.
against that. They put on a classic. That so I agree with the fact that like Cody has really stepped it up like since he's returned to WWE. Like this is probably the best run in his entire career.
It really is. And I think those two, the promos, the matches, I think those two guys would just carry the day.
Oh yeah, I could definitely see them having like a trilogy of matches, or probably even more. Like
Exactly.
I could see them going like the Cena Orton route.
Exactly.
They're the top guys, they're the most popular guys. So like boom, just have them go
Exactly.
at it constantly.
All right. So what's your last one here?
That was it. I
That's
went
it.
first. Remember? Yeah, I went
That's
first.
right.
Remember?
All
Yeah,
right. So I do have a
solid
couple that
list.
are, yeah, I do have a couple that are honorable mentions here.
Okay.
So this one will be interesting. I'm gonna have CM Punk versus Jack Perry. Just off of
Okay.
the skirmish that we
Okay.
saw at AW All In last year, and then the whole glass thing and getting, you know, CM Punk being fired.
Yeah, because Tony Khan feared for his life.
He feared for his life. Oh
I
my
feared for
God.
my
In the
life.
30 years that I've been going to wrestling shows, I have never feared for my life. CM Punk is a bad man.
I honestly, I that would be a pretty good match too.
Exactly. It would be. I think so too. So another honorable mention here, this will be my last one, is Hangman Adam Page versus Gunther. I think that'd be a brawl right there, a physical brawl. Two different types of wrestlers, but also brawlers in a sense as well. Gunther being the classy guy that he is, but just a monster. The cow versus the cowboy, gritty, dirty Hangman Adam Page. I think that'd be a great match.
Yeah, so I do have honorable mentions now that I just I kind of just thought of them as you went over yours. Mine is actually like mine's like the triple threat you had. It's mostly WWE centric, but I have actually the four horsewoman fatal four way: Mercedes Moné versus Becky Lynch versus Bayley versus Charlotte Flair. And I just feel like I'm still surprised we never got that fatal four way at in WWE when they were, especially when they were all super over and all like red hot. But yeah, I definitely have that, because again, Becky, Charlotte, Bayley are three of the best like in-ring competitors for like women. Mercedes Moné, formerly known as Sasha Banks, for more most people probably know her as, it's always been, pretty good in the ring.
Exactly.
And I definitely think like the chemistry the four would have and like the story they'd have. So I have that as honorable mention.
That'd be great.
And then another one I have actually is sheesh. I just it just slipped. Actually, for the I also have a tag match. It would be the Usos versus the Young Bucks versus Edge and Christian.
Hey, I didn't think about that. That's a good one. That's a good one. Edge and
Triple
Christian,
threat,
kind of like the older versions of themselves.
And that having, the triple threat match, you have like the
Hey.
Usos, who are can arguably the greatest tag team of all time. You have Edge
Yeah.
and Christian, who are one of the greatest tag teams of all time, and then you have the Young Bucks, who, yeah, well, they're the Young Bucks, but still, the Young Bucks put on a good match. And I feel like, having it be a triple threat tag team match, I really feel like would add so much to it compared if
Would
it was
be.
just a simple like tag team versus tag team. So I think it'd be very interesting to see those three teams, go at it in a triple threat tag team match.
Exactly. That'd be really nice, bro. That would be really nice. Yeah. This is fun. This was really fun. We should do another episode kind of creating the dream matches.
And because of course I don't want to keep everything all like WWE content. Of course, most of it, or like almost all of it, is going to be WWE related, but I do want to throw in like some, like AEW and like TNA, especially with the new recent TNA WWE partnership we've been seeing.
Exactly.
So I don't know how much time we have left, but I was thinking we could do a quick
Yeah,
recap
let's go
of
into it.
this week.
Yeah, what'd you think of Monday Night Raw and SmackDown this week?
So I thought, I thought Raw was a, solid show. And that promo CM Punk cut, man, was, oh my gosh, that was one hell of a promo. Like that definitely felt like it was more like here, Phil, here's a microphone, just go out and, say what's on your mind and promote this feud and promote Hell in a Cell. And man, did Punk deliver.
Oh yeah, I think that's
When I heard him say, "I'm going to kill you," I was just like, because I know for years they couldn't
yeah.
say words like that. So when I heard that, I was like, "Oh yeah, Triple H is definitely letting them have more rain in their promos,
Exactly.
for sure."
There's something definitely to be said when a wrestler, Jake the Snake Roberts, used to do this all the time. Bray Wyatt would do this all the time, where they get very quiet and they talk into the microphone. So, in order to really listen to what you had to say, what they had to say, you have to really listen in, to really focus on what they're saying, because what they're saying right now is very important. It's different from what every other wrestler is thinking. If you can hear what I'm saying. So, that's how CM Punk was talking.
And I know, and because Punk was talking like that, it had me hooked. It's like, wait, what else does Punk have to say? Like, I just kept wanting to hear more and more and more.
Exactly. And
And I
it
felt like
wasn't
they
like,
really.
yeah, wasn't happy go lucky CM Punk, love, catering to the audience. It was, I'm gonna kill you kind of CM Punk.
It felt like, the CM Punk of old, like back when he was in the indies, because I know he used to cut like very similar promos like that. Because I know that's also the time where he, made the promo of like, oh, I'm the devil, and stuff like that. And that this promo he had on Raw was very similar to those old promos.
Oh yeah, there definitely was.
I think this was definitely like classic CM Punk on the microphone.
Oh yeah, definitely. Any other takes from Raw, or want to go into SmackDown?
Let's see what else happened on Raw.
Yeah.
Oh, we had a Bron Breakker and Jey Uso their segment. What a promo by Jey, man! And this, see, I love his shtick with like the whole like yeet stuff, but serious Jey Uso is like a whole nother level. Like this Jey Uso we saw in this promo was like early days of main event Jey Uso when he was feuding with Roman the first time. The
Yeah,
first time.
I think
Three,
you would have
three.
never have seen Jey Uso cut this type of promo when he was in the tag team of the Usos, with his
Oh
brother
yeah.
Jimmy,
And especially the comments like, let's see how long this lasted, or if it'll be short and sweet, just like your NFL career. When I heard that line, I was just like, dude, I didn't know Jey had it in him to, cut like a scathing promo like
Yeah,
that.
exactly.
Like it was a nice change of pace to actually see a serious Jey Uso,
Really was.
instead of him having yeet at the end of like every like line. It's like it was a nice change of pace to see, serious Jey. And I feel like if they book Jey to be more serious like that, he's no doubt in my mind a future champion If
Oh, no
if
question.
you keep Jay serious like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I think Raw and SmackDown was really well written, well performed this week. You know,
Yeah.
I didn't think that there was a bad show,
No, and then
honest.
going into a SmackDown, can we talk about that Roman Reigns Cody Rhodes segment?
Okay. Yes, this is what I wanted to get into. This is
Oh
what I
my
texted you
gosh,
the other
that
day. I
yes,
sent you
because
the reel on Instagram saying this is cinema.
because I was at work, so I couldn't watch it. But then when I did watch it, I was just like, man, this was one of WWE's best, most well-produced, like, cinematic segments like they've ever done. Ever.
Yeah, it's just so well done, just in terms of the sin. I mean, there's movies out there that doesn't even compare to what they shot this week. You know, you take the two guys who are from, you know, Cody's from Georgia. Roman played football in Georgia, so they both of them have a claim to whose city it is or whose town it is. And the way they shot this, I mean, just well done to the creative team. The camera usage in this, there's things to be said about how good 4K is, but this was.
Oh yeah. Especially the shot of where Cody is steps in front of Roman, and then Roman's like, "You're in my way." That angle, oh my gosh, that shot was like a chef's kiss. But I loved every single moment in that segment, and I like it was a nice change of pace instead of having, like you have or here you have Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes who have literally been feuding over the WWE title these last 2 years, and they've like completely like hated each other, blah 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 blah, and now it's like here they are for the first time ever teaming up together to fight a common enemy, and they give us that
Perfect.
like that
It was
that's just
perfect.
like
Yeah.
amazing. I love how Roman actually got like, well, Seth, he's like, they took Jimmy from me, they took my wise man from me, they took my Ulufala from me,
And then
and
Cody
then
following up saying, you know, there's a WWE champion and it's not
not
you.
you.
There's a, yeah.
And then he and then Cody goes back to a line he said, I think last year in the build up to WrestleMania 39 was when he said he's like you're a chief without a tribe. He brought that line back and he's like, oh, and he's like, and now here you are a chief without a tribe.
It's perfect.
So
You
yeah,
see,
that segment was just
for so many years,
chef's kiss.
WWE had a just a formula that they would never get out of. You know, under Vince McMahon, you know, if this was Vince McMahon, that segment would have been in the ring, you know, in front of the audience. And normally, I'm in favor of that, but. And typically I don't like stuff that's pre-taped or, you know, just filmed, you know, outside, you know, because mostly you do want to keep things in the arena. But the way they did this was just fantastic. And if you're going to do things like this, go all out, film it cinematically, you know, the way it's supposed to be done, you know, and just using everything that WWE has in terms of the equipment, the how clean everything looks, the footage that they use, you know, like the type of editing that they can utilize, you know, it, all the state of the art,
Oh yeah,
you
that
know.
but yeah, that segment was for sure the highlight of SmackDown. But SmackDown was also a pretty good show. We saw some tension between Tiffany Stratton and Nia Jax,
Oh,
because
yeah.
they had their tag match with Naomi and Bayley, and then Nia Jax told Tiffany, he's like, if you lose, maybe you'd be better off leaving SmackDown. And you saw Tiffany's face, so I think they're slowly planting the seeds for that. For Tiffany Stratton, not only cashing in her money in the bank on Nia Jax, but seeing a baby face Tiffany Stratton for the first time.
Exactly. So yes, I give SmackDown and Raw two thumbs up this week.
Yeah, they both were great. And I don't want to gloss over NXT because NXT was pretty interesting. I didn't watch the show, but I did watch two segments because CM Punk was on NXT and he will be again. Well, was it October 1st when they're in Chicago? But anyway, CM Punk was there because he had an announcement to make. And then he was interrupted, of all people, by Roxanne Perez, the current NXT Women's Champ, and it was a pretty it pretty interesting because we're so used to CM Punk going like toe to toe on the mic with like like the men.
The
So
men,
the
yeah.
fact that the fact it's like, oh, it's like
Yeah.
he's going toe to toe with, the NXT Women's Champion. That was a nice change of
Yeah.
pace. Of course, you saw Punk kind of like keep to himself because, of course, obviously he's not gonna go there. But Roxanne made some like very like, I know she said like, oh, I always preferred your wife, and I saw Punk's face. He's just like,
Yeah.
that struck a nerve with
Exactly.
him.
Yeah.
And then we saw Julia come out, and then Roxanne was going to hit her from behind, and Punk actually stopped her. Punk put his arm out, stopped her, and he's like, no,
Yeah.
no, 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 no. And then, of course, he comes out later to announce that he's going to be the special guest referee for Ethan Page versus Trick Williams for the NXT Championship.
Exactly.
So I just thought, like, even though I didn't watch the whole show, NXT definitely seemed to be another good show from top to bottom. So, you got to give kudos to Shawn Michaels. Who would have thought that after so many years, DX was openly mocking, like, management and stuff like that, and now DX is running WWE. How crazy is that?
It's freaking wild, man. It is freaking wild times that we are living in. But we
I
have just
know.
o over 30, sorry, 3 minutes left. And so quickly, Ryan, I know you and I were talking about maybe adding a segment to the show of a make a mailbag type of segment.
Oh yeah. Me and Mike, we've been talking behind the scenes, talking about like, what we could potentially add to, the podcast, whether it be like topics or, hot takes or opinions. And one of the things we were talking about was actually that involves all you guys who are listening is, it's like a mailbox. We do a session where you can email us a question, or you get a hold of us through our Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. And if you have any questions you guys want us to answer, or you have any like specific topics you guys want us to talk about, feel free to reach out and send it our way, and we might talk about it on the next episode.
Exactly. So the email that Ryan talked about, it's laceemuptakes@gmail.com. Once again, that's laceemuptakes@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram at Lace Em Up Podcast. We are on TikTok now, so Lace Em Up Podcast. Just look for our logo if you're not familiar with it. Guys, we're on YouTube. Subscribe, like the post that we create. There's a lot of stuff that's going up right now. Are the Clippers cursed? Are the Clippers really cursed? Episode 1 is available now. I worked really hard on this thing. If you're a basketball fan, check it out. There's some really juicy details on the Clippers organization. Episodes 2 and 3 are going to be released. Episode 2 is coming out next Friday. Actually, this upcoming Friday, September 27th. Episode 3 is coming out October 10th. And there's a whole lot of things, in the not so far distance
Yeah,
going to be coming out.
we got a lot in the works here. But both of us are working extremely hard because, Mike, I know you've been doing, this podcast now for a few years, and for the most part, it's been mostly you, right?
Exactly.
Mostly, and
Mostly
so.
you. Sorry, mostly me. But yeah, just guys, subscribe. We really appreciate it. Ryan, minute left. Any other takes?
No, all I gotta say is, I'm looking forward to this next coming week in WWE programming. Looking forward to Bad Blood. I know it's a quick, very, very quick preview for Raw tomorrow. I know Drew McIntyre's making his return, so we have to see what Drew McIntyre has to say in response to CM Punk.
Yes, sir. And let's
And
end it
I,
right there because we are
yeah.
running out of time. I'm so sorry to cut you off, Ryan, but we have only 20 seconds left. Guys, thank you so much for watching Wrestling with Ryan. Ryan appreciates
I do a lot, yeah. So thank you
it.
guys. This is impossible without you.
All
So
righty.
thank you.
Have a good one, guys.
All right. Peace out, guys.
Later.